So what is anger? Anger really, in many ways, it's a God-given emotion. It's a God-given emotion. When you think of the time that humanity has been around, it has been something that has protected us in years past, and some of us even today. Anger is something that protects us. There are two general ways. Now, you know, it gets messy when you start making generalizations. I understand that. But there are two general ways that people express their anger: exploding and imploding, right? We've all experienced the exploding kind, haven't we? And sometimes the imploding actually does end up exploding in the end, doesn't it? Yeah. But exploding usually takes the form of yelling, screaming, hitting people or things. As a matter of fact, I was talking to a gentleman just this week who got so mad he hit a wall, and the wall was harder than his fist, and so he has a broken hand now. So that would be considered the exploding kind, right? Imploding usually holds the anger in, and that anger builds inside of us, and many times it creates health problems, right? High blood pressure, short fuse, issues like that, right? Well, James tells us, "You must understand this, my beloved. Let everyone be quick to listen, slow to speak, slow to anger, for your anger does not produce God's righteousness." Now, what are some things that you think of? Like, don't think about it. Just what's the first thing that you think of when I mention the word anger or angry? Blank, space, the final frontiers. These are the ones. Huh? Intense discomfort. Wow, I had to think about that one for a while. Intense discomfort. I always think of that, you know, those cartoons where they always bring the person's face up into the camera, and it's kind of some, you know, big eyes, and you see their teeth. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, yeah. Huh? Pressure cooker. Oh, yeah. We talked about that a while back, didn't we? Pressure cooker. Yeah. Well, let me ask you. Look in the mirror for a minute. What are some things that make you angry? What are some things that make you angry? Things you can't change? Injustice? Prejudice? Moving on. Now, we can get an amen out of the bad driver comment, can't we? And speaking of bad drivers, we've heard of road rage, right? You know, before 1997, no one really knew what that was. And in 1997, it was actually put into the English language in the New Words edition of the Oxford English Dictionary, 1997. In the year 2000... in Atlanta, Georgia, a two-year-old toddler was shot through the neck by an irate motorist engaged in an argument over a road incident with the toddler's father. In Denver, Colorado, a 51-year-old man used a semi-automatic pistol to kill a 32-year-old bicyclist who cut him off on the road. Near Cincinnati, Ohio, a 29-year-old woman cut in front of a 24-year-old pregnant woman and slammed on her brakes in an irate gesture following her anger about the latter's driving. The mother-to-be lost control of her car in a violent accident in which her unborn child was killed. In Florida, a 41-year-old man who pulled into an exact change lane at a toll booth was shot and killed as he exited his truck to confront an irate driver behind him who was annoyed at the 41-year-old's delay and paying his toll. You know, it's amazing to me how different people lose their temper, lose control of their anger. It's been said that your temper is the only thing that you can't get rid of by losing it. Your temper is the only thing you can't get rid of by losing it. So the other option is to tame it, to be in control of your temper. Now, Proverbs 25:28 says in the Message, A person without self-control is like a house with its doors and windows knocked out.